Number one of this day, back in 1975, the Average White Band and Pick Up the Pieces. It's an instrumental. There are no words. Except the title shattered a few times, but really. Number one of this day back in 1975. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday all across the state, Upper and Lower Peninsula. We're joined right now by State Rep. John DeMoose from the 107th District. We were talking a bit about Lee Chatfield before the break, and, well, we talked to his replacement in the 107th House seat. State Representative John DeMoose, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning. I'm excited to talk to you, and I'm excited to be here on a beautiful sunny day in Lansing that feels like spring is actually coming.
Yeah, we were down in the 40s yesterday here in Hillsdale, downright balmy. I mean, shorts and T-shirts weather out here as the snow melted all around us.
I love this time of year because, I mean, if it was this cold in summer, we'd be freezing, but, you know, our blood's all thick and everything right now, so it feels like you can walk around in short sleeves right now.
Absolutely. You didn't need a jacket yesterday to get from classroom to classroom here on campus. But that's not always the case in Michigan, especially in the winter months, and you know that.
Sure.
And a lot of people know that, of course. We talked earlier about Line 5 and energy. The governor, with an emergency order over the weekend, a state of emergency, I should say, related to propane distribution across the state. First of all, tell us what the situation is, as far as you know, in terms of propane availability, distribution, especially for people, you know, in your district.
Well, I mean, prices are going up, and this is an ongoing problem. The past couple of years, we've had a relatively good supply and demand ratio, so the prices have gone down. But when these things start going up, they go up fast, and now all of a sudden people are paying $4 or $5 a gallon for propane. We just at my house just got off of propane out of natural gas last fall, specifically because of the uncertainty related to the future markets. And this is essential to people. This isn't picking what movie to go to or what restaurant to eat at. This is heating homes, and so we can't play games with it at all.
And, you know, we see rolling blackouts in California, and we see what's happened down in Texas. The infrastructure was not quite set for an incident like they had, but that should remind us this is not something that can be necessarily fixed in a matter of hours or days when a crisis occurs or when we need those energy sources. This has to be planned. This has to be put in place well in advance. And shutting down Line 5 is going to take away a crucial part of that infrastructure.
You've got it. First of all, this is proof of what we've been saying all along, that shutting down Line 5 makes no sense at all. I mean, even in this executive order, look at what the governor's response is, that she's reducing the rules on motor carriers and drivers, getting rid of their maximum weekly driving and on-duty limits. I mean, I look at that, I say, this is the fix? And yet she's still persisting with this idea of shutting down Line 5. It drove me crazy in the campaign. Coming up against people who, let's shut, no oil in our waters, let's shut down Line 5, let's get rid of this tunnel. And you ask them what the alternative is. Oh, well, alternative energy. They throw it out there. Sustainable energy, as if it's going to magically appear. We are decades away from that being some of these things being a viable option for us. I mean, even from electrical production, one of the things that's been the real crisis in Texas, and there's this great the Mid-Continent Independent System Operators, who sort of supplies all the energy or manages the energy in 15 states, including Michigan. And there's this great thing online that I have pulled up even right now that shows the current total draw of megawatts for our state. And right now we're drawing 73,036 megawatts, of which coal is giving us, this is as of 8:35 a.m., so 2 minutes ago. Coal is delivering just under 31,000 of those. Natural gas is just over about 13,500. Nuclear is 10,500. Wind is pulling in at 16,000. Now, mind you, of 73,000, the rest are coming from fossil fuels. Solar's pulling up the rear at about 80 megawatts, so that's useless for now. Maybe long-term it'll be good. But the bottom line is we can't just throw away this energy that's so vital to people.
State Rep. John DeMoose with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. You mentioned this, but the state of energy emergency the governor has put forward as a solution lays out lifting these restrictions on drivers. And I just don't understand how the governor can argue that Line 5 is dangerous, even though we know it's safe, while, again, at least taking the regulation for what it's intended to do, allowing drivers who are more tired and perhaps less safe to be on the roadways for longer hours is somehow better for the state.
You're exactly right. I mean, is this the backup plan to put more trucks crossing the Mackinac Bridge and driving throughout our districts tired and overwhelmed? And, I mean, what about even by their own measures? What about the impact of that on the environment? The bottom line is we've got an excellent solution in the Great Lakes Tunnel. I mean, I have looked at this as an example of government that works. Because what you've got right now is a very safe pipeline, but, you know, you see the pictures of it. It's 68 years old, I guess. You look at them and say, you know, we could probably do something better. It's probably nearing the end of its life. So we had a private company step up and say, you know what, we'll build a tunnel, and we're going to pay for it. And it's going to be under strict government oversight the whole time. Not only that, we'll sign a contract that we'll maintain it for 99 years under that same government oversight. I mean, this is a perfect solution in my mind, and I can't understand why people won't get behind this. And the bottom line is the shutdown of Line 5 right now, let's make no mistake, is an attempt to shut down the whole Great Lakes Tunnel, too. That's right. The end game in my mind. And the real end game is to get rid of all oil and fossil fuels, which we're a long way away from.
So what should we be aware of in terms of next steps or what might happen Line 5? How do we go about perhaps changing minds or changing that decision?
Well, I think information is key, and we need to be calling in. One thing I found it's really interesting and it's really kind of refreshing as a new state representative. I've been in the business world for 30 years, and you feel sort of powerless. But actually, calling in and talking to your legislators and overwhelming the governor with calls and with messages that are well reasoned, not crazy stuff, but well reasoned. It's hard to ignore that. I mean, they actually get through and can make an impact. I think we need to begin a drumbeat saying, first of all, let's beat back this idea that we're closing Line 5 in May. And there's some talk that Enbridge doesn't even need to do that because of federal agreements that are in place, and I hope that's true. The governor still believes she can do this. So we have got to make sure that doesn't happen, because at some point, I'd imagine people are going to want to I'd imagine Enbridge would say, you know what, I'm done dealing with the state of Michigan. We'll figure something else out. And God forbid that happens. So we need to keep Line 5 open now, which means keeping the pressure on it. And I think we need to begin to develop and share reasonable arguments. Anybody who can research this and share it with their friends and family, because we're going up against what looks great from an emotional level. No oil in our water and alternative energy, which are really kind of unreasonable solutions. They're not. This is far-fetched right now, and we need to counter those with equally strong arguments. And I don't think we've done a good job with that up till now.
State Rep. John DeMoose from Michigan's 107th District. Thanks so much for joining us this morning and talking a bit about energy and Line 5 here in Michigan.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's State Rep. John DeMoose. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
If I told you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A WellConnect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, WellConnect will change your mind. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect install. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. 720-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.